Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Middle of the week, day number 3 of Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlists, 7, 8, and 9 this morning. Well, have you been keeping track? You should have.
Uh-huh.
Because, Thursday, Michaela, is when we're done. We have to get the list over to the promoter so that we can get the tickets in. Michaela was trying to tell everybody we were doing this till Friday.
Oh, Lord, I know. And thank God you DM me because people were like, okay, great. So what time Friday? And then you were like, no, girl. No.
I did not say that. That's not at all. I was just like, hey, buddy, just so you know, we're only doing this till Thursday. But who's counting? It's fine. You tell whatever story you want to tell. I'll come back and clean it up on the back end.
You did have my back. You did. You were like, all right, go off. But this is the day.
Yeah. I just don't want you to be called a liar. No one calls my girl a liar. She's not. In fact, she's honest to a fault. It's one of my favorite things about
you. I really am.
It's one of my favorite things about you.
Oh my God. I make things so awkward with my honesty because I have the worst guilt. Listen, being one side Jewish, one side Italian Catholic, the guilt runs deep. Deep.
Oh no, she is the girl. It's like, you chose to wear that shirt today? I don't think it's early.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, what a shock. Americans are fed up with fast food prices. I was going to one story and I saw the other one. That's amazing news. Was it you who was telling me about the drunk vultures?
No, because if I did, I would have been sharing the story with you immediately.
Two vultures in Connecticut found drunk by an animal rescue group. According to a place called Hope's Facebook page, the birds had apparently been dumpster diving because they're vultures, right?
Uh-huh.
And ate something fermented enough to cause severe intoxication.
Oh my God.
This is like an old Disney thing that we can't watch anymore because it's racist. But rescuers determined the pair were too drunk. Determined that they were too drunk to fly.
Oh my God.
It's just, and I'm sorry because I skipped ahead. Now get ready for this. Just like me and you, they only needed some fluids and to be tucked in overnight. And then they had a big greasy breakfast the next day.
No flying under the influence.
Later on that afternoon, they were released and went about their business.
Chet, you love this story.
Pardon me, I must go weep softly in the corner. We'll be back in a moment.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. Good Lord, did you see the footage out of Minnesota from last week, Michaela, of the guy who crashed his SUV into the guardrail?
No.
Oh, good Lord. He's 71 years old. He's on the freeway. SUV goes into the guardrail. Driver's side doors are pinned shut. Car catches fire. It's out of a movie. Car catches fire. Random people all rush in. There must have been seven or eight of them. They couldn't get the doors open. Someone smashes out the window. They pull the 71-year-old guy out of the window. And just as they start, as they get like five steps away, it's woof, woof, and it goes up into a fire. Oh my goodness.
Stop.
It's amazing. It's worth a search. Yeah, I would say, I don't even know what would you search? Minnesota freeway crash? I don't know. This guy on the flip, I love those people in Minnesota. This guy, I'm on the fence. 35-year-old dude in England proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon. Yay! Oh. That's adorable. Yeah, he had so not only is he running the thing, but he's all, you know, but he's proposing. Okay, whatever, dude. You know, to me, that's like Jumbotron. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth doing during a marathon. And if she doesn't want to marry you, she can just run away as fast as she can.
And then, okay, how about this? And it'll be easier for her to get away because he's running the marathon with a fridge strapped to his back.
What kind of story? Why a
fridge? I told you, I hate this guy. I hate this guy because you know what? It's like, listen, overachiever, stop it.
Try hard.
If you want to hate him too, his name is Daniel Fairbrother. You can look him up. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. I couldn't. Okay, if you were wheeling a fridge alongside me with snacks and drinks and for cooling purposes, like Michaela jumping into the walk-in fridge at Fontainebleau the other night, or when, or I don't know where you were, but she jumped into the, you know, to cool off. Even if you had a fridge going along with me, I wouldn't finish in under 6 hours. If you were wheeling the fridge alongside of me and I was riding on top, I wouldn't finish in 6 hours. And he's carrying the fridge on his back. Apparently, it says here, you might remember Dan from when cops stopped him during a training run a few months back because they thought he was stealing the refrigerator.
I do remember that story.
I don't, but okay. So he's doing the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research, so I'll stop being salty about it. He's been trying to break a world record for fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. Yeah, let's make that a category.
Why is this a thing?
Yeah, it looks like he fell short this time, but they think it's because he stopped to get engaged. So when they get divorced, we'll know why. That's great. The record, in case you were wondering, is just under 5 hours. So yeah, get on it, bro. But regardless, good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, good. Look, the wind's back. Oh, great. That's fantastic.
I did not know what you were going to say.
I got out of the car this morning. I'm like,
I know.
What the? And I knew. It's like, all right, fine.
I know, just girl. Fine.
Hey, listen. Mojave Max came out of his burrow and everything, so spring can officially begin, from what I'm told. And that's good. We got that. Michaela, you know what time it is?
What?
Do you know what time it is?
No.
Do you know what time it is?
Tell me.
You want to know what time it is?
I do.
You know what time it is?
Come on.
It's night time. Game number two tonight. Dallas, you have no idea what's coming for you. I'll admit, going in, I was like, VGK, a little shaky this year. Maybe, you know, won the cup last year. That's great. Had the parade, did the whole deal. Remember little Willie Carlson there, just all hammered.
Oh, they had quite the parade on national television. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They were wild.
And so it was like, well, maybe you're only meant to get one at a time. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Game two. Now, I'm going to say this a lot over the next few weeks. Over the next few weeks. Okay. I'm going to say this a lot. We're going to learn a lot from tonight's game. This will tell the story. And it kind of will, though. No, my faith was restored. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, good.
Yeah, the boys are good, though.
Maybe a little shaky, but woof. They look good. They look good in game one. Game two tonight at 6:30 in Dallas again. They'll be even more fired up, and away we go.
Yeah, it's exciting. I feel the same way. It was a rough start of the season, and I think a lot of people were like, all right, it's okay, no problem. But they're coming in swinging, and I'm happy to see it.
Now that you're back for the first time in a billion years.
This is literally my first season being back.
Swept up in it.
Yeah, and the city is swept up in VGK.
Different, right?
Yeah, it's different. So weird to have a sporting team. You know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, we didn't have that. Now we have a legit team we're all rooting for.
Yeah.
And we needed it.
Welcome to the party. This has been since 2017.
Yeah, everyone's like, they're like, give it the program,
don't
girl.
Don't be the new girl. You're fine. You're good. Oh, my God, it's just amazing. You'll say, yeah, okay, we know.
Get over it.
Please, we've been living this.
This has been our reality, Michaela.
Michaela's hometown throwdown, Laura Murata, has put the east side on the board. In case you're wondering, it's still early. It's still new. Hendertucky has, Centennial Hills and West Las Vegas lead with two wins apiece. Hendertucky has won. East side now has won. Thank you to Laura Murata. She goes for win number two in just a few minutes. But first, I just like the John Wick music. So I want to fight somebody right now. I want to go do karate in the hallway. You know what I mean?
Let's do it, Chet. I'm down.
Me and you? Oh, you want to go do karate in the garage?
We got so much space for activities, baby.
I got Doritos. Let's go.
I'll film it and put it on social media.
Jeez. Just how awkward and just weird is would that be?
Just you guys doing a little karate.
I don't even think it would be funny. You know what I mean? It'd just be like, oh, what's
one of us would get hurt. It's okay.
One of us would miss.
Sprained ankle.
One of us, the bump would be a little too hard to use wrestling parlance. Yeah. All right, listen. So we got to do Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
Yeah.
Day number three.
Yes.
Song number seven. Mm-hmm. Keep track of all 12 songs. No, we're not helping. We're done with that. If you're not, there are people who are already in that have all the first six songs, right? And it's not fair. It's not fair to just, you know, blow it up and let you, who will just tell me? Really?
Yeah.
We're going to lose our job so you can have four tickets to Lovers and Friends?
No shenanigans.
Hey.
The gatekeeper of the shenanigans right there. He won't let it happen. We should get you like a vest or something. Day glow shirts.
No shenanigans.
It's a staff on the back. All right. Song number seven. Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. None other than Juvenile. Back that thing up. Give me more.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who knew?
He's a songwriter.
Who knew? Chetty. Still waiting for that. I'll have to go see Juvenile at Lovers and Friends and talk about the royalty checks that I'm not getting.
Absolutely. They stiffed you. Cool.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I? I'm going to regret this, aren't I, Adrian?
No, you're not.
This is where, see, then it's going to start tipping and then. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
You know, well, unsteady right now. A little unsure about what's about to happen.
Oh, no. I'm
going to lose control of this show right now, aren't I?
No, you're not. I swear you're not. You never would do that.
No, he's a professional.
That's right. Ruling with an iron fist. That's right. That's right.
Exactly. No, well, so I called in. I called in a couple of weeks ago, and Adrian was on vacation, and I spoke to the gentleman that was filling in for him, and I said how much I didn't like Michaela, and I missed Kayla, and I couldn't believe that they got this new person, and I unjustly judged her, because I'm telling you, these songs that this girl picked on her top pick so far are amazing, and you are just phenomenal, girl, and I'm sorry I judged you too harshly.
Listen, Lisa! First of all, I appreciate the honesty, Lisa, because that's how we roll here. But I knew that if I came in hot with Juvenile, I'd get the people. And I got her.
Girl, I'm telling you, you rock. Like, you rock. Your songs so far have been amazing. When you started off with Pony, I went, girl, you rock.
Okay, was that your favorite song from the playlist so far?
No, the Juvenile one is actually, but I'm telling you, like I miss Kayla. I loved Kayla, but I'm telling you, girl, you are filling her spot with a bang.
I don't know. This is Michaela's spot. That was Kayla's spot back, you know, and then she left.
Yeah, but I hear that. Yeah. Listen, I like what I like, dude, and I get used to it, and I totally get it, but I wanted to come in and represent us well, and if Pony and Juvenile is the way I've got to do it, you better believe, Lisa, at 7 a.m., we're all going to be backing this ass up every morning.
I know. I'm telling you, girl, good luck to you. And, you know, I'm so happy to welcome you to the family with Chet. And Chet, you know, treat her right, like I know you will. And welcome to the KLUC family.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa has the iron fist, Chet.
Lisa's the boss around here, actually.
Yeah, Lisa, her own show.
And I'm from Hendertucky.
That's right. Hey! Damn it. You're the best. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
All right, we love you back. Bye. We'll see you. All right, let's, you know what, right now, let's play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. So, Laura Murata from the East Side is the new champion, going for win number two. We have Boys to Men tickets for you. Special guest Robin Thicke at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, big old residency coming up this summer. Also, we have tickets for Kathleen Madigan, who is one of my absolute favorite stand-up comedians of all time. She is fantastic. So, regardless, be caller number 25 right now.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's, good morning.
Well, good morning, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. How can I direct your call? That's your champion, Laura Murata from the East Side. What's going on, pal?
What's up, girl?
Yay, good, good.
Hey, so Thank far, you. So good. Now, let's see. Hey, Amy Kotcher, is that how you said it, Adrian? Kotcher?
I believe so, yes. Amy,
is that how you say it? Kotcher?
Yes, it's Kotcher.
Yes!
Yeah!
Got it. Centennial Hills has re-entered the chat, going for the third win overall, and Amy would like to wrestle Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, the belt away from Laura. So everybody knows you buzz in with your name. First one to three wins the game. If neither one of you answers the question, I get a chance to steal it. And if I get three, none of y'all get nothing. So, you know, be on your game. Michaela, let's go.
Let's go. Okay, I don't want no scrubs. Were lyrics made popular by what famous girl group?
Laura.
TLC.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
Duh, TLC, duh. Laura's up one zip.
What is the name of Beyoncé's alter ego?
Laura.
Laura again.
Isn't it Sasha? Oh, I don't know the other part. Nope. That's it. That's all I got.
Amy, did you just jump in and try and answer for Laura? Is that what happened?
No, that wasn't me. I don't know about Beyonce, unfortunately.
Where did that voice come from?
Was it Laura?
Oh, Laura, did you say Sasha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was saying they don't know about Beyonce?
Amy.
Listen, Amy, when it's not your turn, shut up. Some people right now are mortified. Can't believe he said that. Okay, so Laura did get it right.
I mean, she got it half right. I think she gets the point.
Are you Yeah, well, are you judge's decision? Does she get it or doesn't she? Are you looking for Sasha Fierce?
We're looking for Sasha Fierce.
She said Sasha.
Fierce.
But she did say Sasha.
You know what? No points. You're right. Adrian should be the judge.
Yeah, Adrian, you be the judge.
Adrian says shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
No points awarded because nobody else got a chance and all that other kind of stuff. So, all right, one for Laura, nothing for Amy, and nothing for me.
Okay, which actress portrayed Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games film series?
I love how these are deliciously easy, but at the same time, like, under pressure.
Under pressure?
Under pressure.
Difficult.
Sure. All right, Laura.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give her two. All right. One away from the win. Amy, get on it.
Which singer-songwriter released the album 25 in 2015 with a feature... Oh, my
gosh. Laura for the win. Buzzsaw today. Yes?
Adele.
Who?
Adele.
Adele. Was it Adele? Pause for dramatic effect. And also so I can get the buttons ready. When I say yes, you win.
I love David Byrne, guys.
Congratulations. Boy, Amy, you just Man, you got crushed.
Sorry, Amy.
I did get crushed, I'm trying to work.
Now, here's the thing. Now you know what you're up against, so try again one day, okay?
Thank you.
Now you know how it all works.
Laura
all
right, came fine. In hot.
Sorry we don't have more prizes. Our prize guy is on vacation. He screwed us this week. So, just have to let you go. All right, we'll see you.
Yay.
Laura, you got Boyz II Men yesterday. You want Kathleen Madigan today? Because here are your choices. Kathleen Madigan or nothing.
Yeah, I'll try a comedian. I like comedy.
Good. That's good, because how embarrassing if you'd gone, yeah, you know, I'll just take nothing.
I'll go. It's I'll fine. Leave.
Just take my bill with me home.
Yeah, that would have been.
No, that'd be silly.
It would have been super embarrassing. All right, cool. You'll be back to defend the honor of the East Side again tomorrow.
East Side, yeah.
Laura Murata, two-time champion of Michaela's hometown throwdown.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, did you see Jimmy Kimmel try to get Kim Kardashian to go full on into the Taylor Swift debate?
I saw it.
She wouldn't take the bait. Yeah. She didn't take the bait. And good for her.
Totally.
And you know what? And even at first, I was like, God, Kimmel, what a vulture. And then, you know, but if you had the ability to get Kim on to go, what do you think?
Yeah.
About Taylor Swift writing a song. Yeah, she won't do it. Apparently. According to Kim's people, she's over it. And she thinks Taylor should shake it off.
I feel the same way. I really do.
Hi, Adrian. Shake it off. Shake it off, right?
Well done.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. I can't take credit for that. Somebody else wrote that. Source says she doesn't get why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's been literally years. Now, the folks that are on the Swifty side of things, or it's like the pain can end whenever you want. All you got to do is apologize, which she probably should. Honestly, I think because Kim did wrong Taylor. I also agree with the let it go, but I'm glad it's given everybody some material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like she needed another song for the album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever.
But sometimes you don't get the apology.
Yeah, and it gave Kimmel some, and it gave us some, and whatever. Hi, Bonnie Byerly from Galleria. We would call you Galleria-ish, would we not?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Are you mad about it? It sounded like you were mad. You're like,
no.
Yeah, fine.
You're like, it just threw me off because I was like, not sure if you were talking to me. And then all of a sudden you said my name and I was like, oh, that's me. So
I love how comfortable everybody is on this show.
Yeah.
I do. I love how comfortable it's like, yeah, I didn't know if you were talking to me. Who else would we? Well, never mind. You're 170.
Well, I mean, no, you were just talking. And then, well, first I was hearing music and then I heard you talking. And then
That's,
and then you said my name, and I was like, oh, that's me. I gotta be
honest with you. Yeah, first there's music, and then there's some talking, and then we talk. That's pretty much how a radio show goes. That's kind of how it works. It really is. Right? There's some music, and then there's some...
Yeah. A couple of times to win.
Michaela's thinking about it. She's like, that really is. That's kind of what we...
Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
All right. Your 177-second survey starts right now. What's the number one thing that most people think about while they're on vacation? Their next vacation. It's true. Where is your next vacation going to go to, Bonnie? Do you have it planned out already?
My next vacation is going to be on a cruise.
I love that. See? Where we want to do the Alaska cruise. Really bad.
Yeah.
Where's your cruise going to go to?
It's going to be Caribbean out of Florida.
Ooh. Oh, that's fine.
Sweet. You're going to make a baby.
No. I'm taking my niece and nephew for their graduation.
Oh, so yuck.
That will not be happening. Yuck.
The fun aunt.
Yuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you might still. That nightclub gets hopping at night. I'm just saying.
And now I'm mad. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you're mad because you live by Galleria. Yeah, the whole thing. So next week, speaking of vacation, I'm going to take a couple of days off. James Holzhauer. Oops, sorry. I just dropped that name over there. Jeopardy James has invited my wife and I to accompany him, along with my buddy Kelly Christo from Project 150. We all do stuff for Project 150 together. We're going to Jeopardy Masters.
Wow.
It's like when Adrian went to WrestleMania, but for nerds. And it was really funny. Adrian said, "Steal something for me." At the Jeopardy studio, and I went. And I said, if there's something liftable, potentially, yes. Uh-huh. I did when we went to the White House last year with the Aces. They're going back too in a couple of weeks, and I can't go.
That's such a bummer for you. I'm so sorry, dude.
I'm so mad. But I looked for items that I might get away with and not get taken down by Secret Service. Mm-hmm. And I ended up coming back with a number of monogrammed napkins.
Oh.
And hand towels from the bathroom, and the reception.
Yeah, that's good.
What was the last thing that you... can we agree that everybody's stolen something at least once in their life?
I can.
What was the last What was the last thing you stole, Bonnie?
Oh, God, I can't even... Probably a glass from somewhere. No, I panic. Like, I panic, and, like, one time my boyfriend was trying to get me to steal a glass. I dropped my whole purse, so I start panicking. I don't know why.
I feel that so deeply.
I had a friend that was their bit, was they would steal stuff out of restaurants and then put it in your bag. Mm-hmm. Or all of a sudden it would show up like you'd get in the car and the salt and pepper shakers would be on your dashboard.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. Nice. It wasn't even as much of the lifting of the object as the placement of the object later.
Yeah.
You'd be like, are those from Chili's?
Yeah, that's what my papa did. My papa used to steal steak knives from restaurants because they're kind of expensive, and he would take them home. I don't know if I should admit that out loud. I mean,
statute of limitations.
Yeah. Jeez,
yeah, you're good.
That's how we got our steak knives.
What was the last time you a full set? Hey, we got to go back to Outback this weekend.
That's right.
A blooming onion and another knife. That's not a knife. What's the last thing you personally stole?
It was a lotion from a bathroom, from a fancy bathroom at a hotel.
Stealing. That's not stealing. They give you that.
No, it was the full bottle. I don't think they wanted me to have it. It wasn't. It wasn't like a souvenir vibe. Okay,
we broke into the dispenser thing.
It just smelled so nice, you guys.
Turn off the wall. This is mine.
Much like Bonnie, though, I also panic.
Yeah.
Adrian, I'm not smooth with it.
Adrian, what's the last thing you stole?
About 2 days ago, I took, because you know...
So casual.
Bonnie, you feel me right. So you get like barbecue sauce, but they actually give you where it's like an actual plate. You know, it's very nice. It's not just like plastic or whatever. We take that. I take that. I don't put anyone else under the...
You took
just
that.
Me. I took that. The barbecue sauce, yes.
The barbecue sauce plate.
Yeah, the little cup. Yeah, you can use it at home.
Oh, the ramekin.
The ramekin.
Yes, that's what they call that.
A ramekin?
Yeah, those are those little things that sauces come in. That is called a ramekin.
Bonnie, did you know that?
No, I did not.
My wife worked in it, was a chef. That's how they call it a ramekin.
Oh, okay.
The more you know.
You stole it. I don't have the. Oh, wait, there it is. All right, good. Bonnie, this was fun. Have a great time at Boys to Men.
All right, thank you.
All right, have
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Relationship rehab, I realize here, has two parts to it.
Oh.
Number one, is Diddy's I'll Be Missing You, in fact, and who has this playlist, you know, where they've ranked them? Is Diddy's I'll Be Missing You the greatest funeral song of all time? Well, to say it out loud, Adrian. Yeah, in my head, it sounded a lot less. And quite honestly, what's number three? I'm not even worried about number two, because I'm sure number two comes up, well, Amazing Grace or whatever. I want to know what number three on that. Is there a third? Because I don't think there is.
See You Again still gets played.
That's a good one.
There's number two, right? So then what's number three? How deep does this list go? I really don't want an answer now. I'm just throwing that out in the universe. That's all coming up in just a minute. And and is it still okay to play Diddy at a funeral because of recent events? That's what we'll get into, right?
Yeah.
That's what we'll get into.
Not canceled at a funeral.
Weird, right? Yeah. Everybody gets up and walks out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's enough. Done with this service.
Sorry, Uncle Barney. Sorry, Uncle Barney. I can't stand for this Diddy to be played here. There may have been shenanigans.
We'll get to those later.
Nothing proven. Yeah. Nothing proven yet. But, I mean, you know, we've all heard the rumors.
Yeah.
And that's coming up. I'm trying to remember what the... Okay. But first, Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
Yes.
I knew we'd get caught eventually.
Why? What?
Your song number eight is not even in the system. You've gotten a touch obscure with some of these.
Okay, I'm hearing this.
And our boss was like, "Yeah, let her. I can't stop her." You know what I mean? Really?
Who can?
And you know, well, and you know, I wasn't getting it. You know, I'm not getting in the way. I got to be in the room with her every day. I'm not having that. This is not a fight I'm willing to have.
He doesn't want to do it. I get it.
No, you know, I love that song.
It's a good song.
Well, not good enough to make the cut.
It's an exclusive.
Hang on. Let me know. I'm looking. No, it is not. It is not available for playing. Now, partially, that's on me for not checking ahead. Because I really thought it would be there. It's a little bit on Adrian for also not checking ahead. But, you know, I can't blame you while I'm blaming me.
Well, everyone's taking accountability, and that's nice.
But I just thought I'd throw a little your direction. So you got to pick another one.
All right, you got
it. Pick another one. Pick another one.
Right this minute, I'm going to go
right this second. Look at your big list.
I know.
Narrow it down to the little list.
I would like to go with Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Okay. That I can do.
Okay.
I know that's in there. I've that, in fact.
EVE, baby. Gwen Stefani.
In fact, had I been in charge of this list, that would have made the cut.
Okay, fair. It's a good, solid song.
Sure it is. All right. So song. Good Lord. Hang on a second. I have to do something else now. It's nothing that anybody cares about but me. All right, good. Now, song number 8 on Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. There'll be 12 total. We'll end this thing. We'll end this thing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. if you have all 12 songs that we've played at 7, 8, and 9 every day this week.
Yeah.
Then you win 4 tickets to Lovers and Friends, right? Song number 8. Hey.
Hey.
EVE and Gwen Stefani, Let Me Blow Your Mind. All right, so once again, Let Me Blow Your Mind from Eve and Gwen Stefani. That is song number 8.
Yes.
On Mariah's Lovers and Friends playlist. Song number 9 coming up at 9 o'clock. Oh, wait, if you push that button, sometimes it's super helpful to turn it on. I'm struggling today. Have you noticed?
That's all right.
I'm having technical issues.
Midweek.
Yesterday, the technical issues were technical issues. Today, the technical issues are user error.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I was also trying to get back to the email that we had for today's relationship reading.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
Well, yeah, it's interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we got all the particulars here. So I was looking for that thing. And then, okay, my brother and I are responsible for putting together the playlist for my cousin's memorial service this Saturday. My brother put I'll Be Missing You by Diddy in the mix. I have protested. I told him that it was bad timing.
Oh.
And that enough people in our family are plugged into the news to know the story. What if we have a family member that was a victim of abuse? Would hearing a Diddy song offend them? I just thought it wasn't worth the risk. But my brother says, I'll Be Missing You is the best memorial song of all time. And that's all that people will notice. Am I being too sensitive here? Well, you know, I get a lot of pushback when I tell you that Put It On Me by Ja Rule is the greatest love song of all time.
Love song?
Of course. What would I be without you?
Oh.
I don't have the lyrics.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm tired of being lonely.
So, baby girl,
put it on me. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Now, the romance is alive.
Yeah, and then Ashanti talks about, you know, you sneaking into his whatever when she was a kid and him sneaking in her room and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, and then how she got it, she's holding it down on the streets or whatever it is.
She's working for a man.
Basically.
Yeah. No, I hear that as a love song now that you say
So, I can't laugh too hard. I can't laugh too hard at the idea that I'll Be Missing You, according to Kurt's brother, may very well be the best memorial song of all time. Maybe the champ.
Yeah. That's fair. I really got to think about this. The greatest song of all time.
I'll Be Missing You. Now, Adrian makes a good point with See You Again. Okay? That could be.
Oh, yeah, Adrian, that was a good one.
I'm just saying that could be. But other than that, and by the way, is there a third? Okay? Is there a third? Now, the real question, though, can you play it, or is this off limits, or is Kurt just being too sensitive? So, just for purposes of evaluation, we don't need the whole thing. But is, in fact, this the greatest memorial song ever?
It goes out to everyone that has lost someone that they truly love. Check it out.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the chair.
track, you lock the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seems.
I mean, this was written specifically for Biggie.
We still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Okay.
Is that
Aaron, is that in fact the greatest memorial song of all time?
Personally, I don't think it's the greatest memorial song of all time.
Okay, what is? What is? If you're going to say not the good, then what is?
What about the good old classic My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion?
Oh, that's a beautiful choice.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. That sounds corny.
I think it is.
No, I hear you, bro.
I think it's a good one.
I'm not judging much. I am judging.
Face.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Does it seem a little too basic?
I don't know.
I'm kind of into it.
I don't feel it.
I'm going to listen to it later, and I'm going to evaluate myself. I think it's good.
You're going to put it in the act?
Yeah.
Tonight? Where are you singing tonight?
Fountain Blue.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to say this one's for our listeners. Just right into My Heart Will Go On opener.
And all those tour-ons are going to be like, we have no idea what you're talking about. So, now, do you play Diddy? Do you play Diddy at the memorial service? Because Kurt says, no, this could be, it could be triggering and it could be offensive and all these things.
I think he's right. I don't think you should play it. It could be triggering to some people who've had that in the past. I don't think it's a good song to be playing at the funeral. I don't think it is.
So that's interesting to me. All right.
It's a fair point.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother.
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you this about Aaron. Aaron always brings it. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Honestly, and y'all, you're like the fourth cast member of this show.
Aaron,
everybody.
Oh, I love that.
Everybody is. Dustin. So, is I'll Be Missing You the greatest memorial song of all time? So, okay, like Kurt's brother says.
I think that the world is a stage, and I think that Diddy or whatever is the flavor of the month. It's just a distraction for what's actually, you know, really important. Like, bury your friend, you know, have a memorial or whatever song that you want to play. And we're just focused on all this, like, drama. This is a flavor of the month to, like, distract us from the actual corruption that's going on in the world.
Whoa.
Okay.
You slid in the political. I like it.
I'm kind of into
it. Well played, sir. Nicely done.
Yes.
I guess you answered all the questions. Okay.
You would think it was like last year. It was like Amber Heard and like Johnny Depp
sure,
and all this.
Sure.
Such a good point.
The world is a stage, and everything that we're seeing right now is a distraction to keep us focused on that instead of all the corruption and all the BS that's going on around us.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Have a great day. Okay. We don't do politics on this show. But I appreciate he feels that way, and I'm okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
You believe what you want to believe. It doesn't. We don't sweat anybody.
No.
Alexis, is Diddy's "I'll Be Missing You" the greatest? What does it say? The best memorial song of all time.
It's a good one for sure. But I also, you guys are missing one. One Sweet Day.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's the goat. That's the goat.
Yes.
Mariah and Boys to Men, that's the goat.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
You guys were saying that there was a third one. There is a third one.
That's right. That's right. Why you called. That's why we need you.
Yeah.
I
just called to let you know that that's the one I would think.
Okay.
And also, I do like Diddy songs. So I go based off of words more of what they're saying, you know, like, you know.
Sure.
It's not about like who made the song, it's about what they're saying.
Yes.
But in this instance, the argument between Kurt and his brother
is it appropriate? Correct. It all depends on what kind of funeral you're doing. Because like if it's like an older funeral, it's gonna be oldies I'm playing. You know.
Yeah.
Like, and if it's somebody like Amazing Grace. Yeah.
That's where we bring Celine Dion back into the mix. That's where we bring.
It depends on the audience, you know, like on where, like on what happens, you know. There's a lot of scenarios.
I want to get everybody in really quick. Alexis, we got to jump. Thank you. Oh, Alexis, like I'm out. Maria, Diddy, greatest, best memorial song of all time, yes or no?
No, I think it's Let It Be by the Beatles.
Fair enough. Ah. Play it, yes or no?
No, only because I feel like that's going to be the talk of what everyone's going to be like, oh, was that okay? Was it not? What'd you think? And then talk about Diddy rather than the person who the memorial's about.
Interesting. No, very interesting. Beatles, Let It Be. That blew my, I'm like, wait, what? Bridget, Diddy, I'll Be Missing You. Best memorial song of all time.
Top 10, not number one.
Fair enough. And play it or do not?
Do not play it. Just don't go there. Personally, I'd sub Ed Sheeran. Now I can't remember the name. He wrote it for his friend who passed away. Dancing with My Eyes Closed.
Oh.
That's about death?
Yes.
I didn't know there was
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know there was
ALUC sent me to cut. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's right. You're welcome. That's right. All right. Bridget, thank you. Have a great day. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
It goes without. Listen, I want everybody to take the next 3 minutes and 45 seconds and reflect on why this is the greatest love song of all time. I should sit, you know, with a sign that says, prove me wrong. I'm right. Listen to this song, people.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Kayla, you know what time it is?
I think I do.
You know what time it is? Do you?
I think it's playlist time.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, tell me then.
No. Adrian, you know what time it is?
Game time?
Night time! Number two tonight. Woo! Is it lost on anybody that Dallas is the number one seed, the number one team in the West? There are a number of people who believe they're going to win the Stanley Cup. The experts and the whatnot and the people that think stuff. Yeah.
Listen, BJK is coming in strong. We had an obvious great season last year. This year was rough. I think they can make a comeback anytime.
Honestly, it wasn't that rough. Bar set a little high. You know what I mean? Oh, we barely made the playoffs. Well, there's 16 teams that I'd kill to be barely.
Totally. Ended. But we had some injured players.
For the record, Golden Knights fans, you're a touch spoiled. You are. You're a little spoiled.
That's fair.
You're a little spoiled.
And they will remain so.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's right. Because you're well-treated. You got a cup in your possession right now. Yeah. And it's going to stay in your possession until somebody drags it out of your cold, dead fingers. And it sure as hell is not going to be the Dallas Stars.
No.
Preach? I don't know. It'll be, and again, you'll hear me say this a lot. Big game tonight. Oof, big game.
It's a big game.
This one will tell the tale. 6:30 tonight, BGK and Dallas Stars game number two, Stanley Cup playoffs. I never asked you, Michaela, did you ever try the turmeric pads?
Yes, I did,
okay.
Chetty.
Remind me again, because I have a note to ask you. What happened with the turmeric pads? What are the turmeric pads?
I ordered these turmeric pads off TikTok, which is something I enjoy doing, to see if they really work. They came in the mail yesterday.
Can I ask you, what's your success percentage? Like, how often do you get ripped off?
I'm going to tell you, my TikTok shop or Amazon, 70% of the time, it's really amazing.
Okay, so if it's Amazon, that's different for me. If it's a link that takes you to Amazon... Because I don't, Timu, no thank you.
Oh, I love Timu.
Stop.
Oh.
Okay, what's your success rate with Timu?
I'm going to tell you, between Shein and Timu, we're working with a solid 85%.
I've always called it Shine. Is it Shein?
It's Shein.
It tells you how much I don't.
That's it okay.
It's
the women no, listening are like, it's Shane.
Yeah. And I don't care. That's not my thing.
It's so my thing. It's so inexpensive. And I gotta say, it works for the most part. But those turmeric pads.
Sorry, I just really love this. Hang on. No, you were saying. I'm sorry. It's over now. No, it's done.
I got the turmeric pads. And I gotta tell you.
What do turmeric pads do for you?
They're supposed to be these cleansing pads with an exfoliator on the one side and a buffer on the other.
Anytime somebody says supposed to be, that's where I almost spit coffee. Is that what you're laughing at?
Yes.
I almost spit coffee. Anytime somebody says, well, they're supposed to be, then okay, so what are they really?
Well, they really are. I tried it yesterday. They came exactly as they said they were going to come. But it takes 30 full days to really see a difference. That's how they present it.
Oh.
So I want to stay on the supposed.
So you have to order them three times.
No. One pack is a 30 day.
Okay, gotcha.
Pack is a 30 day. So I'm on day now. I'm going day two.
Yeah.
I'll keep everybody posted.
So we'll find out.
But listen, on the photos, they look incredible.
Sure.
It's really taken off all that dead skin. And yeah. Listen, it's a very inexpensive way to do it. I love TikTok Shop. I'm into it. When it works, it works.
So we got to wait 30 days to get a result on this?
Well, 29.
Hell of a tease.
I can't dispute that. You're right. I stand corrected. 29 days.
29 days now.
So, hang on. So at the end of, God bless. It's so Memorial Day. So I'm going to make a note. Check back on Memorial Day. Stupid turmeric pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They work.
Okay. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
You know what time it is? Do you know what time
Nighttime?
It is? Nope. Playlist time.
I walked into that.
Yeah, kind of. This is song number 9 on Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. Dug into the crates a little bit on this one. Mm-hmm. When you submitted this, mm-hmm. usually I'm pretty good at this game. I know the song in my head when you say it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. This one, I was like, all I remember is Carrie Hilson was hot. Was it Carrie Hilson hot?
Oh, gorgeous.
Carrie Hilson hot.
Yeah.
Carrie Hilson hot with Neo and Kanye. Song number 9 on Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. So you got to keep track, and then tomorrow right about this time is when it all pays off. Song number 9 is Carrie Hilson, Neo, and Kanye, Knock You Down.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, friends, it's time for the hot new bit that's sweeping the nation. The Chet Buchanan Show's Fill in the Blank. Are you ready? Are you ready, Michaela?
I'm ready.
Some places, as you very well know, do not accept as a form of payment.
Credit cards.
Some American Express, sure. Some other places anymore. It's very hard to get them to accept.
Cash.
Right, right. This place said, you know what? We're happy to get your credit cards. We'll take your cash if you got it. This place decided not to accept.
Apple Pay.
Meth.
That was my second answer.
Yeah, a 40-year-old guy in. Now, remember, Florida. It's meth. Remember, it's meth. A 40-year-old guy in?
Florida.
Oh, no, Colorado. Colorado,
God.
But if it's meth, by the way, you can answer Washington, and most times you'll be right. His name is Eugene Robertson. He was found guilty of multiple charges, including a bizarre interaction when he walked into, insert fast food place here.
Wendy's.
Burger King in 2022. He had gone through the drive-thru and offered to pay with
meth.
That's right, a baggie of drugs instead of money. The employee refused. So what did Eugene do, Michaela?
He offered them words of advice.
No, he pulled a gun on them.
Oh, okay.
He didn't shoot. Instead, he drove off. And then he tried pulling a similar stunt at a blank across the street.
A gas station.
7-Eleven, close enough for me.
Okay.
A witness later told police that there was something off about Eugene. He was also mumbling something about religion and appeared to have some sort of holy book in his possession as well. he had he did, in fact, when he went into the 7-Eleven, he pulled a gun on the employee and he did fire that time. A witness. What did the witness do, Michaela?
Called the cops.
Pulled out a gun and fired back.
Oh my God. It's the Wild West out there. What is this?
There, yes, in Colorado, dude. There was a brief gunfight. Nobody got hit. However, Eugene did shoot out a
cop car.
Surveillance camera.
Oh my God.
I would have also accepted Twinkies display and party size bag of Doritos, you know, or Funyuns. But yeah, Eugene drove off again. And 15 minutes later, he was shooting into an apartment where a friend lived. The woman who lived there said that Eugene knocked, but what did she do?
Did not answer.
Yeah, of course not. She did not answer. The cops then showed up and found Eugene hiding in the...
bushes.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Eugene was then arrested, as you might imagine. They asked Eugene if he was okay. He said... you know what? I'm going to ask you this. The cops asked Eugene if he was okay. And what did Eugene say to them?
He was hangry.
Well, he said he was not physically hurt, but that his feelings were hurt. Oh, that's how I should have worded that. He was not physically hurt, but his blanks were hurt.
You know, yes,
his feelings.
Sense.
His
okay.
feelings. That's
his
right.
His feelings got hurt.
It's a pretty long rap sheet for one night. Eugene has additional cases that are still open. For this case, he was convicted of attempted first-degree murder with extreme indifference.
Oh, God.
Also convicted of menacing, reckless endangerment, illegally discharging a firearm, possession of methamphetamine, and harassment. Bad night for Eugene. Bad night. And literally, and it all just started with him trying to go to Burger King and get a Whopper in exchange for a bag of meth. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, that is Fill in the Blank, starring Michaela Gordon. Very nicely done. An exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I have to ask you a question, and I realize I've put this off for a couple of days, and my friend just circled back. They have a daughter. You would know this, and I think a lot of people might be interested here.
Okay.
My friends, in fact, they're the Mullises, who we love. They met at the, I want to say, year two of Toy Drive. He was in the Army National Guard. He was in the Army National Guard. She came to donate, saw a good-looking soldier there, ooh, ready to accept all donations, if you know what I'm saying. And so she ran to Starbucks down the street and brought him a coffee, and later on, and now,
that's so sweet.
Oh my God, they're married. They have three kids. I am Uncle Chet to the three kids, and they renewed their vows at Toy Drive four years ago.
I love that Toy Drive is also bringing like love connections together. That's so sweet.
Pretty, you name it, we've probably done it at Toy Drive at some point. So the daughter is really interested in being in movies. She's at that stage. She's, you know, like 11, 12, somewhere okay. in that neighborhood.
Right, right.
He says, do you know any legit places we could take her and give this a go? I hear there are a lot of scam places, and I just want to give her the best chance I can. Full disclosure, we were discussing this off the air. Mm-hmm. The place in the mall that we're not going to mention that used to go, didn't they tell you should be a model when you were a kid?
Okay, listen, if you grew up in Vegas, maybe anywhere, but particularly in Vegas, there was
anywhere.
A mall.
Anywhere, yeah.
And there was a kiosk, and they would go to little kids, me, it's me, I'm the little kid, and they'd be like, mm-hmm. you're so beautiful, you should be a model. And that's all I needed to hear. I ran home one time and I was like, Mom, I gotta be a model. They make you feel so excited.
Sure.
And you really think like this may be the thing for you. First of all, my mother was not having it at all. She was like, too bad, go to school. But I went to one meeting. I went to one like audition thing because that's kind of yeah. what you did. Also, we didn't have like TikTok and social media. Like we would just go places in real life.
Well, and, you thought you were being discovered.
1,000%. 1,000%.
And they'll tell you, graduates of our school have been seen in commercials and on Nickelodeon and blah, blah, blah. But why don't you just give us a couple $1,000 and we'll make you a star too, like it's that easy.
Totally. So, well, that's where it gets messed up, I think, for me. Like, you have to pay thousands of dollars to be a star.
And that's not the answer.
No, I don't think it's the answer at all. I feel like if they're going to discover you, they should invest in you.
So if I'm reading between the lines, then if somebody is charging you and they with promises of stardom, it's probably not legit.
I think in regards to this sweet little girl that you're friends with, I think that you should not have to pay money. I think that the company, if they believe in you, should invest in you.
What is the way? And I know, because I know there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of people who think that's the way. Now, what advice, because you've lived this, what is the advice?
I think the advice would be to just continue going to school. And, you know, if you're interested in being a model or any like going into movies, move to LA and then come back 20 years from now and join KIOC.
Well, that's one way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More, you know, before we go, is coming up in just a second. In regards to the, my kid wants to become a star. How do you do that? You know, obviously there's no direct path. And, you know, sometimes even the most talented people, it doesn't happen. Right? You know, Michaela and I've talked about that a lot. It's just sometimes right place, right time. I got a great text. It should not cost you thousands for an audition or to be seen. I agree with Michaela. 99% of these things are a scam. Find a legit acting or vocal coach, start in community theater, etc. Get good headshots, build her resume, then start sending stuff to agents, producers, etc. Then in capital letters, they're screaming at you. No one legit will ask you for money.
Yes. Agreed.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely agreed.
I would just add on to it, like I know anything, but legit acting or vocal coaches obviously need to be paid. But you will know whether they are a legit acting or vocal coach, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You should never pay your agent. The only time your agent or manager or whatever should get paid is when you get your first paycheck. That's what you have to look out for.
Bingo was his name-o. And I don't know. Sorry. See, and that's why I'm doing this. And if it smells fishy, it probably is.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. All right. That's enough. That's advice from Chet and Michaela. Now it's time for the more you know before we go. Can you believe this? 4% of people, 4% of people in the world claim to have never had a headache.
You know what's funny? I've actually never really had a headache, maybe one time only.
What?
I'm so serious, and I think it's because my ponytail was too tight. I don't think I've ever actually had a real life headache before.
I rarely. I used to have problems with migraines when I was a kid, but you're right. I rarely get a headache. Rarely.
Yeah.
My wife gets enough for both of us, or so she claims, if you know what I'm saying. She's smart. Perrier is, no, and because of the cyst in her pituitary gland, which is, yeah, we've talked about that years ago. Perrier is naturally carbonated, but the carbon dioxide that makes the bubbles is removed when they purify it. So then they add carbonation back in artificially.
Why?
Because you need the bubbles. Because isn't that... Otherwise, it's just water. Who cares? Would you drink Perrier if it wasn't carbonated? Probably not.
I don't drink Perrier now.
Well, all right then. Sorry, Perrier. There goes your Perrier endorsement deal.
Well, just once in a while, maybe just a little Perrier.
Topo Chico. That's how we say it in our house, too. Do you want a Topo Chico? Before Phil Hartman became famous, strangely enough, he was a guy that designed cover art. He did, and obviously this was the 70s because he did cover art for albums by the groups America and Poco. If you ever see those, where the like Yachtly Crew, you know, those groups that do yacht rock, that's the stuff that they play. That's what America and Poco is, in case you were wondering. Jameson sells more Irish whiskey in the United States than every other brand combined.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Bushmills is second. Jameson outsells them by 1,300%. That's good marketing, kids. And by the way, I don't know what this means. Don't ask me to explain it because I don't know. Your body, I assume, and this is everybody, contains about 0.2 milligrams of gold.
What?
It's worth roughly a penny, so don't go cutting yourself open in search. But you know what I mean? Like, oh, God, I really need to pay the rent. It's getting towards the end of the month here.
Open me up.
You know, do it. I mean, you know, they're selling your body, and then they're selling your body, I guess. But I don't know. That's more you know before we go. Let's jump. Go out and make it a great day, because today's going to be like 85, and then it all starts turning as we head towards the weekend. So if you're playing hooky, now might be the day. Mm. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Yeah, go Knights, go. Adrian, hit him with it.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.